We get to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
Brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest golf course on the PGA Tour? Take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And Peter, I will. We've got four topics. I'm going to fire them all to you. Not all at once. I'll let you actually comment on them and get your thoughts and feelings. And topic number one going to you. Jack Nicklaus this week teasing possibly Tiger Woods a little bit about breaking his records. Here's what Nicklaus had to say. Tiger, I want you to come back and be full strength. I obviously don't want you to break my records. Nobody wants their records to be broken, but I don't want you not to break them because you're not healthy. Nicklaus added, he's such a great athlete and he's such a hardworking guy. He's such a credit to the game of golf that I'd like to see him play for a long time because he can only do good for the game. Woods actually didn't know if Jack was kidding or not about him wanting to break his record. Said, I think he's just talking, just being Jack. I've never really had a conversation with Jack about breaking his records. Do you think Jack cares if Tiger breaks his records?
Well, my thought is this. It's the old saying, in all there's truth in all jest. I'm sure Jack would only want the best for Tiger. I think he appreciates watching Tiger play. In Jack's own mind, I think he probably would say the game is a different game today because of technology, the ball, the golf courses. But at the end of the day, Jack is the biggest supporter of golf there is. And what's good for golf is what's good for Jack. But if anybody thinks that he wants to see that record broken, probably not. I don't think he wants to see it broken. Everybody wants to keep their records intact.
I am in complete agreement with you, Peter. I don't think Jack's even kidding about it. Just like you said, there's a grain of truth in everything that's said. I'm not even sure if this is just was made in jest. Obviously, I wasn't there when Jack said it, so I don't know if he's smirking or chuckling or what. But I've always been of the belief that Jack kind of expected that he'd be able to go into this part of his life, you know, post senior tour, where he could just kind of kick back and give a bunch of interviews like, oh, great. Not that Jack's an egomaniac or somebody that touts his own horn. That's the thing I've really loved about Jack is that he's remained relatively, I think, humble, being the greatest player in golf probably now until Tiger's going to take that mantle. But nonetheless, I think Jack's one of those types of guys that would have liked to, now that competition is over for him, kind of ease back into it and maybe get into this, like, how did you do it? How are you able to mentally prepare? How did you win 18 majors and nobody else has, you know, come close? And maybe he wanted to get into that segment of his life. But with Tiger, he hasn't had that opportunity. In fact, now he's answering questions about this. Like, how do you feel that someone's going to break your records? And how great is this guy that he's able to drive at 350 yards and putt and chip and have the touch and all this other kind of stuff? I think, in a way, Jack's probably annoyed by it a little bit, as all superstar people probably are. But I think Jack's as gracious about it as he could be, saying, you know, hey, like you're saying, I think he realizes that Tiger's great for golf. And whatever's great for golf is eventually going to be good for Jack and his equipment and his golf course design and all that other stuff. It all kind of, you know, melds into one. But at the same time, I think it's not resentful. I just think that Jack is probably would have been like, hey, couldn't the guy wait till I died before he started breaking my record? Something like that.
Well, look, before we finish what I certainly think is going to be the concluding chapter of this golf saga, and that is Tiger Woods will become the leader of majors. He still has to recover from this injury, and we need to see how he does, how the leg performs. There's been certainly many a player in many sports where you thought they were going to go on and break every record there was. I mean, let's take tennis, for example. God only knows how many more majors Pete Sampras, Grand Slam events Pete Sampras would have won if he hadn't had so many back problems and foot problems and whatever else injuries he had. Jim Courier had injury problems. Maybe he would have had a much greater career. Agassi, again, also had injury problems. But Tiger's got to get over the injury, and he's got to recover. And if he recovers from the injury, I think, yeah, it's a fait accompli that he's going to break Jack's record. But Jack also has to take solace in the fact that in every generation there was a greatest golfer ever, and somebody came along and was one better. I mean, Harry Vardon was the greatest golfer of the early 20s, and on came Walter Hagen and
Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones was the greatest, and then there was Jack, and Arnie was in there for a while, and
Ben Hogan.
Mm-hmm. And hey, if Ben hadn't gotten injured, how many would have he won?
That's true. I know we're on to the next topic, but do you think if, for whatever reason, Tiger can't come back from this injury, if he doesn't get to 18 majors, does that preclude him from being called the greatest golfer?
Probably not. I mean, I think sitting here today, when you take a look at his record and the winning percentage, I think it's like 25% of all the one out of four tournaments that he enters, he wins. That's staggering. And to my mind, at least the golf that I've seen in my lifetime, I didn't get to see a lot of Jack, but there was probably a good 10, 15-year period where I got to follow Jack. I don't think anybody can say there's anyone who's done things with a golf ball or the golf swing that Tiger has. So,
all righty. I hate to say, because I'm a huge Jack fan, but I agree with you. I think even if Tiger somehow isn't able to come back from this, what we've seen of him is enough to convince me he's the best player of all time. All right, number two goes to you, Peter. Speaking of Tiger Woods, even though he only played in six events this year, he won four of them, including maybe one of the best tournaments I've ever seen. That's the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Well, he came in what we think is second in the Player of the Year, the PGA Tour Players vote Player of the Year, which was announced last week. Padraig Harrington, who won two of the majors, not with Tiger in the fields, but nonetheless he won the British Open and the PGA, and he became the first European player to win the PGA Tour Award since it began in 1990. Other guys in the mix, Vijay Singh, who you mentioned, who won the FedEx Cup, Camilo Villegas and Kenny Perry. They don't disclose the vote totals, but I'm sure I'd love to see how close this was. And I think that's ridiculous. Why don't they show the totals? Let's see how close this was. But Harrington, on the strength of those two majors, was able to, I'm going to say, eke out Tiger in the Player of the Year award. Do you think that's the right call, or should Tiger have won this thing?
Well, I think, from my perspective, of the names we just went over, the only two who had a legitimate shot of winning should have been Tiger and Padraig Harrington. Vijay won the FedEx Cup. He won two in a row. And Camilo, I think, also won two of the playoff events. And so that was clearly a very strong finish. One thing that does concern me about giving it to Padraig is he played so poorly in the playoff. Now, this award is not a world award. It's a PGA Tour award. And if we're going to say that the FedEx Cup has a place on the PGA Tour, then that is a playoff system. And you very rarely see somebody win the league MVP, which I sort of see this award as, and not even perform in the playoff system. But that, then again, if I'm going to take that position, I got to acknowledge that Tiger didn't make it there, but he didn't make it there because of an injury. So, if somebody got knocked out on the last game of the season, I think you could still have them be the league MVP if their team went on to, greatness in the playoffs. I really don't have a problem with Padraig winning, but I think we have to acknowledge the fact that he did so poorly in the FedEx Cup that sort of brushed the luster off of it. Had he made it to the Tour Championship, unequivocally, he's the Player of the Year.
And, I factored that into my thought process of this, too, that, and I told Russ this a bunch of times. I said, if he falters at the end, and I even threw in the Ryder Cup, and I know that really shouldn't play into this, but he played terrible in that, too. I just said that Tiger finishes as he starts as a champion, plays in the middle as a champion, and finishes as a champion. He wins throughout the year. He wins on all continents. He wins under all conditions, and that's what a true, like you're saying, MVP does. The bigger issue I have with this, and the guys on the Golf Channel all like just blew this like out of the water, like should have no part of the conversation or whatever. But here's my thought process. If Trevor Immelman would have won one of those two other, if the British or the PGA, no problem with Trevor Immelman being the Player of the Year. Absolutely none. Because he had to play Tiger at least one time in one of these majors. I don't think you can just say, hey, Patrick had to play against the whole field, and even though Tiger wasn't there, that doesn't matter. He won two majors, and that's always been the crux that we sort of view this thing as. If you win two majors, you won the thing. I say bull. We just mentioned it. Tiger wins one out of four times when he plays. You can't just say, we don't know what Tiger's how he would have factored in those two majors, so therefore it shouldn't take anything away from Padraig's victory in that. Again, I don't think you can say that. Tiger probably most likely would have been in the top five in both of those things because that's his history. He's in the top five of all these things. So you don't know how Harrington would have reacted. Now, he beat Tiger, you know, in the British Open last year. So it's not to say that he couldn't have beaten him, but nonetheless, he didn't have to beat him, and that's a huge burden off your shoulders to not worry about Tiger Woods in those two majors because you know he's not going to be breathing down your neck in either one of them. And I think that needed to be factored in. With all that said, I'll still give it to Padraig, but I do think the year-end finish should have factored in this a little bit. And the fact that Tiger did not play in those two majors, I think is a big, big factor in awarding, you know, just not just blanketly awarding Padraig these awards or this award, because you know Tiger would have been a factor in probably both of them, and it definitely in at least one of them where he probably would have finished second or maybe won it.
I'm going with he probably would have won the British, but okay.
So how can you just, and the guys on the Golf Channel, I love them. They're all like, that should have nothing to do with this. And bull. In most other sports, in all other sports, I would completely agree with you. If somebody wins something just because somebody else isn't there, that shouldn't factor into it. In this sport, with Tiger Woods, it absolutely has to factor into it because he wins these things. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm not going to take anything away from Padraig. Bull, you got to take something away from him because Tiger wins these things. You've seen it time and again.